Hello everyone, Sally Abbott here as editor for the February 2024 edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. Firstly, I would like to thank Mrs. Pamela Monaghan for calling in to let us know how much she enjoyed listening to the January edition and particularly the Jake Humphreys article. We are always pleased to receive any feedback. This month, the cover bears a photograph of a Norfolk Broad. I can't recognise which, but it is bathed in violet and lilac hues. A small boat can be seen moored in the background near a rusty-looking windmill, which is reflected in the lilac water. In the foreground, a pair of beautiful white swans face each other, their orange beaks touching, and the curve of their necks form a perfect heart shape. As Valentine's Day approaches, love is in the air, and the cover urges us to fall in love with Norfolk. Inside, we hear about Jenny Boyd's rock and roll life with the Beatles, meet the Norfolk man unlocking nature's secret wonderland of psychedelic colours, listen to a love letter to Holt, and hear from Nina Nana, who has joined the team as a regular columnist. Our readers this month are Kevin Ford, Caroline Audrey, Robin Quine, and Lorna Jesty. Up first, Emma Lee, editor of Norfolk Magazine.
Welcome to the February issue of Norfolk Magazine. February the 14th is, of course, Valentine's Day, and in this month's magazine, we're falling in love with Norfolk all over again. There are so many reasons to love the county: the endless skies, the glorious windswept beaches, the spectacular wildlife, the charming market towns, and the delicious food and drink. The sheer passion for Norfolk that the people who live here have, and the fact that no matter how long you've lived here for, there is always something new to discover. And this month, we've been swooning over some amazing pictures of the county's flora and fauna as you've never seen it before. David Atto has recently started leading biofluorescence walks around the county, showing some of our most familiar plants and mini-beasts in a whole new multicoloured light. Using a UV torch, the countryside becomes a psychedelic wonderland of bright pinks, yellows and reds, as it would be seen by the many animals who have ultraviolet vision. Rowan Mantell journeys into this extraordinary alternative reality. As regular readers will know, music is one of my great loves, so I was thrilled to have the opportunity to interview Jenny Boyd for this month's issue. From meditating with the Beatles in India and inspiring a 60s hippie anthem, to being in the studio when Fleetwood Mac recorded their landmark album Rumours, Jenny, who has a home in the Norfolk countryside, has had an extraordinarily rock and roll life. In her 30s, she returned to studying, and for her dissertation, she interviewed a host of legendary musicians to try to understand their creative process. She spoke to everyone from George Harrison to Joni Mitchell, and for her latest book, the aptly named Icons of Rock, she has revisited the interviews, with some of them published in full for the first time. It was amazing to hear the story behind it, and I hope that you enjoy it too. Many of you were moved by our interview with Nina Nana in the August 2023 issue of the magazine. She spoke openly about her grief following the death of her beloved husband, Steve, and told us how she and her daughter, Mimi, are keeping his memory alive by working with Kidney Research UK. So this month, I'm delighted to reveal that we're welcoming another new columnist to the Norfolk Magazine team. In her role as ITV's arts editor, it's a particularly busy time of year for Nina as awards season gets into full swing. She rubs shoulders with some of the biggest celebrities in the world, covering all the glitzy red carpet ceremonies, from the BAFTAs to the Oscars. But, as she writes in her first column, her award nomination would go to a superstar much closer to home. Don't miss next month's issue. Not only are we going to be marking International Women's Day by shining the spotlight on some of the county's remarkable women, but it is also the 300th edition of Norfolk Magazine. A double celebration.